Excuse me. Would you happen to have the time? Yeah, I'll tell you what time it is. The time is now. And it's real simple. You know, I've been away for quite a bit. Once again, in my own head, with personal issues on top of. Every time I look at the Anchor app, I'm thinking about perfection, whether it be perfect delivery, perfect topic, perfect timing. But I'll tell you one thing about time. See, the one thing about time is that the time is always now. I know that sounds cliche. I know we've heard that before, but literally, the time is always now. You can't go back and change anything you did in the past. You can learn from those things, whether they were successes or mistakes. You can learn from them and either repeat or not repeat. However, you can't change those particular actions. The time is now. You can't jump into the future. You can't leave this time period, jump into the future, create the course that you want to create, go back to the present, and then everything just falls into place. Doesn't work that way. The time is now. No matter what time it is, when you look at your clock, 9:55, 10:55, 3:15, 12:15, the time is now whenever you're looking at the clock. The clock is not stagnant. It doesn't stay still. It does move forward, but every time, for every second that moves forward, guess what time it is? The time is now. Now, what's the relevance of all of that? What's the relevance of that brief introduction? I'll tell you right now what the relevance is. Every single one of us, myself speaking, and anyone listening to this right now, we all have one major hang-up. No matter how prolific you think you are, no matter how efficient you think you are, no matter how time-efficient you think you are, we all suffer from procrastination from time to time. It's just that some people have chronic procrastination. Some people, it's just from time to time. There's always something that comes up right now, a thought, an idea, an invitation, a conversation that comes up, and sometimes you don't feel like dealing with it right now. So what do? I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it in 5 minutes. I'll do it in an hour. Guess what that's called? That's called procrastination. You know why? You might think, well, no, I'm going to get it done in an hour. I'm not procrastinating. I'm just pushing it off for a second. Well, let me tell you something. Anytime that you're out of this time, which is now, because the time is now, you're procrastinating, especially if it's something that simple. Okay, take the trash out. I don't feel like taking the trash out. I'll take it out in 15 minutes. Why not take the trash out right now? The time is now. Okay, you got a tough conversation to have with a boss, a parent, a significant other, a sibling. Oh, no, not today. Tomorrow comes. Oh, no, not today. Now, guess what? Every time now hits, see, this is what happens with the bigger issues. Every time now hits, it's always a later time. Now is not the time. No, now is the time, because the time is always now. If the time is always now, then now is the time. So much procrastination, and like I said, on little things, it makes zero sense. But on even on major things, guess what? You can't get to the peak of the mountain until you start to climb up the mountain. So if you see a mountain in front of you and you want to get to the peak and you're looking up and you want to get to the top, guess what? Doing it in 5 minutes is not going to do it. Doing it in an hour is not going to do it. Doing it next week is not going to do it. All that's going to happen is that peak is going to remain at the same distance away from you every now moment that you pass up. So I'm gonna keep this one real brief because there's really not much to, if I keep going on and on, I'm really just gonna be saying the same thing over and over. So I'm gonna keep it real brief. I actually had to do this today. I looked at the Anchor app, and instead of being like, nah, not right now, I got somebody coming, I got an appointment. No, the time is now. And you have to tackle any and everything like that if you want to be successful. If you don't want to be successful, then hey, make time whatever you want to make it. It could be the future, it could be the past, wherever you want to live. If you don't want to live in the now and create a better future, if you don't want to live in the now and learn from past failures and successes, then hey, live in whatever time period you want to live in. But if you want to progressively get better in life, you have to live in the now. And if it's something you need to do, you do it now. If it's something you want to do, you do it now. And if you can't do it now, if you don't have the means to do it now, you start now to figure out the means. So when the next moment comes and you have the means and now it's like, oh, I want to do that, you do it now. The time is now.